On Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, how much house your money will buy. The National Association of Realtors announced this week that the median sales price of existing homes rose to $206,000 last month, topping the $200,000 mark for the first time. We checked to see what that amount would buy in two different markets. First, Milwaukee, where the median home price mirrors national prices. Here's Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Kornbach.
At 1801 Milwaukee Avenue in the city of South Milwaukee sits a three-bedroom, ranch-style home on a corner lot, 1,600 square feet of living space tucked into less than a quarter acre. The house is in the process of being sold for about $205,000. That's a bit more than some of the homes in this middle-class residential area. But, as you might expect, the real estate agent says this place, built in 1958, is a beaut. Regina Sneed of Bayview Homes enters the house and moves to what she says is key to its appeal, an updated kitchen.
See, brand new dishwasher. The refrigerator is new. It's a really nice Maytag fridge. And as you see, a Jenner stove here. That's a really nice, and tons of cabinets. That's what people want.
Sneed says the home has other unusual amenities for a middle-class residence, including three bathrooms and two-car garages. Sneed triggers the door opener on the garage that's attached to the home and says she doesn't know why the house has two garages, but she says the space comes in handy.
All I know, with all the things that people own, all the toys and boats and wave runners and all that, and certainly people come to a relationship with two cars or even three cars if they have teenage children, it certainly works now in 2005.
Dick Pepe and Lorelei Stein are in the process of buying this house. They have three children. They say the home has plenty of space, and they plan to enjoy the patio and flower garden. Pepe says he's bought homes in other states and thinks his new house in Wisconsin measures up well.
For the house and the way it is, it's a good value for the $200,000 that it's worth. We looked around, we must have looked at how many houses?
10, 15?
Yeah, something like that. This gave us the best mix of everything.
South Milwaukee is an older, close-in suburb where the commute is short and the schools are considered pretty good. Realtor Julie Litkin says rising home prices in the metropolitan area have many people searching older neighborhoods for that special house.
The character of the older homes, crown molding or solid core doors, you know, things that you wouldn't find in a new construction home, they find that very appealing.
Litkin notes that low mortgage rates will likely keep demand strong. 1801 Milwaukee Avenue was only on the market for about 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin.